Okay, here we go. That summer night was hot, steaming like a crab, luscious under the shell. Television's gone bleary, blinked in front of men in undershirts drinking beer. Wife upstairs took showers, caught a glimpse of their backs in hallway mirrors. I sat in the dark, invisible. On the back porch, drinking in the night, and it tasted good, so good, going down, and somebody like me, blue night through an alto sax, blue and blue, his cooling breath, his hot, cool breath on me, and I came alive, glowing in the dark, listening like a fool. That is First Blues by Sandra Rose Mealy. And it is August 4th, 2022. So let's get going. It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time.
也不过是分手，如果对于明天没有要求，牵牵手就像旅游，成千上万个门口，总有一个人要先走。既然不能逗留，何不在离开的时候一边享受一边泪流。是你
less full, not so great. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead here and try and launch calm. If you want to talk during the show, that is how you do it. You just SSH over to sdf.org, type COM at the command prompt, and then if you don't have a COM RC, or if you don't go to Anon Radio by default, you press G for go to, and then type Anon Radio, all lowercase, all one word, and then you'll land in the Anon Radio room, and that's where cool people like Brandon and Ronald and everyone else in COM is hanging out. Savage Band, LD Beth, stuff like that. Oh, good deal. Alright, good. Sorry, I was checking in COM. Apparently the stream had a little hiccup at the beginning, but that kind of makes sense. I was coming out of an elevator, so hopefully everything is A-OK now. So, it's time to start the way we pretty much always start, and that, of course, is with world news. Sorry, I don't have the sound. Men convicted over Brazil fire that killed 242 people go free. A court in Brazil has overturned the conviction of four men who were sentenced to long terms in prison over a deadly nightclub fire. The blaze in the Kiss nightclub in the southern city of Santa Maria in 2013 killed 242 people. It erupted when a band playing at the club lit flares, which in turn ignited the ceiling. In 2021, two band members and the two owners of the club were found guilty of murder and attempted murder. They received sentences ranging from 18 to 22 years in jail. But on Wednesday, a court made up of three judges in the state of Rio Grande do Sul ruled 2-1 to overturn their convictions, saying there had been irregularities in the trial's jury selection. Prosecutors said they were planning to appeal against the decision. An order to release the four prisoners has already been issued, and two of the four men left jail on Wednesday evening. The fire was one of Brazil's deadliest, and accounts from survivors shocked the country, eventually leading to a review of safety regulations at similar venues. Investigators found that flares used by the band on stage set alight the insulation material in the ceiling. Most of the victims were killed by the toxic fumes produced by the burning insulation foam. There were hundreds of young people in the overcrowded club at the time, poor signage, and the fact that there were only two exits meant that 600 were injured as well as 242 killed. So, pretty tragic. very, very troubling. Real tragic death. Quite a long sentence. Well, they had long sentences, but I mean, people did die. I'm not sure if that's really the band's fault. It's kind of like, there should be safety regulations in place for this. The band wasn't trying to kill anybody, I hope. Meanwhile, in Rwanda, we got some good news. What? Good news? Yeah, that's right, good news. Rwanda increases salaries of primary school teachers by 88%. Primary school teachers in Rwanda will get an 88% pay rise starting in August. This is part of the country's incentives aimed at improving teachers' livelihoods. Under the new revisions, secondary school teachers will also see their pay increase by 40%. The country's education ministry announced on its official Twitter page on Monday, August 1st. The communique noted that the net salaries of certificate holders in the teaching profession, which currently start at 50,849 FRW, will go up to, which is KSH 5,856. I don't know what these currencies are, sorry. And from 5,856, it will go up to 11,010. So that's good. The salaries for head teachers, deputy head teachers, and support staff working in public and government-aided schools has also been revised upwards. These decisions come into force from the payment of the teacher salaries of August 2022, the statement added. Whereas Rwanda has increased teacher salaries by 10% since March 2019, the country's The New Times newspaper reports that over 1,000 teachers leave their profession monthly in search of better welfare. So, this is good news. It's always good when teachers are getting paid more. They're teachers and nurses. Teachers and nurses really are kind of like the really, really important to society. And we pay them like garbage wages because the people that do those jobs are those are really big caring professions, and you need people who will take care of people. But unfortunately, those people are also the ones who it's very easy to manipulate and be like, oh, don't you want to help the kids? Look at how hungry and sad they are. And it's like, you know, that's not the teacher's fault. But from 88% raise to something else happening. Hundreds of Amazon staff in Essex stop work and protest at a 35 pence pay raise. Union says about 700 workers in Tilbury warehouse joined action and some faced disciplinary measures. Hundreds of Amazon employees have stopped work at the online retailer's warehouse in Tilbury in Essex in response to a pay rise of only 35 pence, which is about 3%. Compared with inflation that's now forecast to hit 13% later this year. The GMB union said about 700 of the roughly 3,500 workers at the site, which is one of Amazon's largest in Europe, gathered in the facility's canteen for a meeting as they tried to register a protest against the pay deal. It is understood workers at the facility earn a minimum of £11.10 an hour, with those employed for at least 3 years on a minimum of £11.35. They are calling for a $2 an hour raise, but both groups are being offered the 35 pence deal. One worker inside the warehouse posted a video in which they accused Amazon of treating them like slaves. Some people see people what's going on, the post on TikTok said. Keep fighting for us and our family. The action comes as Amazon faces increasing pressure to improve treatment of its warehouse workers, including from some shareholders. The company reported its second quarterly loss in a row last month amid rising costs of fuel, energy, and transport, but said it was trying to offset that by making its delivery network more efficient. That's something that, personally, I've always had a problem with, is Amazon's not like a profit, like the Amazon store isn't a profit engine. They lose money. The reason that they win, the reason they're winning is that they exploit everyone and anything they have access to. So they totally rip off every person that's there. And they're just trying to get the most money they can out of every deal. So don't worry. It'll be just like, it's happened already, but just like when Walmart came in. You start off and you don't have to worry about anything. And then, I'm going to push enter talk mode. Yeah, abort retry fail has a good point. Amazon is a web hosting company who owns half the internet and happens to have a gift shop on the side. And I think that's kind of the important part to remember. It's like they're manipulating the market. They're manipulating the retail market, and just to see what they can do. You know, it's kind of wild when you think about it. But yeah, so good for the workers. Hopefully they aren't totally pushed off or destroyed or anything. Oh, shucks. Oops. I grabbed the wrong article. So we're going to skip that. I accidentally grabbed an article called Cutting Down on IP Address Waste. I was reading this earlier, but this is not what we're trying to talk about today. We're going to skip that, come back. So let's do one more story and then we'll play a song. What's behind the renewed tensions between Serbia and Kosovo? This was something that I'm trying to understand the conflicts that are going on, so that it'll be easier to understand whenever the news comes out about other stuff from the area. You know, if you understand what the people's history is, then the news kind of makes more sense. Tensions have flared between Kosovo's ethnic Serbs and the government in Pristina, a worrying development 14 years after Kosovo declared independence from Serbia. Ethnic Serb protesters blocked access roads to two border crossings with Serbia in northern Kosovo on Sunday, July 31st, and unknown gunmen fired on police, though no injuries were reported. Trucks, tankers, and other heavy transport vehicles were parked on roads, blocking the Jaranje and Brunjak border crossings. The violence erupted over plans by the government in Pristina to require people entering Kosovo with Serbian IDs to replace them with a temporary document during their stay in the country, and a plan for Serbian drivers to display Kosovo number plates on their vehicles. Approximately 50,000 ethnic Serbs living in northern Kosovo use license plates and identity cards issued by Serbian authorities. Kosovo proclaimed independence from Serbia in 2008, but ethnic Serbs, who make up the majority in the northern region of the country, do not recognize Pristina's authority. They remain politically loyal to Serbia, which still provides financial support. No one was injured in the latest outbreak of violence, and Kosovo police said the removal of the barricades erected at the border in the north of the country has allowed the two border crossings to reopen. However, the renewed ethnic tension has revived long-standing fault lines between Serbia and Kosovo and renewed fears of further conflict in Europe. Ahoy, Claudium. Welcome, welcome. And X1, howdy. Yeah, good point. More tax. We could definitely tax Amazon more, for sure. Well, I guess it's time to play a song, and then we'll come back and do some more news. It is August 4th, 2022, and let's see what music I can pull up for you. Music. I want to hear some music. Music. Music import. Music library. Ooh, spicy. Songs. How about... I don't like the songs I have available. Alright, well, sorry Charlie, you're gonna have to deal with it. This is... your new twin size bed. From Death Cab for Cutie.
You look so defeated lying there in your new twin size bed. Thank you.
Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
There we go, that's right. You're listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF. And SDF, that's powered by you. So thank you so much for being here and hanging out and listening to the news. In just a few minutes, how many minutes? 12 minutes or thereabout. We've got the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe, a show that happens every damn day at 1930 UTC. And then today is Thursday, so if you press that big old equal sign in your comm window, you'll get a nice schedule letting you know that after that we've got Stug, DJ Stug, with Flux and Language Soup, DJ Super Salad, followed by Pumpkin Pie with Mr. Bruges. Check out the anonradio.net website for all your scheduling needs. All right, back to some news. First, we were talking mad shit about Amazon and their 35-cent raise for their Essex warehouse. Well, Blue Origin sends first Egyptian and Portuguese nationals to space. Blue Origin's New Shepard rocket lifted off from West Texas, sending the capsule on a 10-minute flight with 6 crew members. The flight included Kobe Cotton, co-founder of Dude Perfect, Mario Ferreira, a Portuguese entrepreneur, Vanessa O'Brien, a British-American mountaineer, Clint Kelly III, a technology leader, Sarah Sabry, an Egyptian engineer, and Steve Young, a telecommunications executive. Their automated capsule flew into space, providing a few minutes of weightlessness before being parachuted into the desert. The company is working in Cape Canaveral on a larger orbital-class rocket named New Glenn after the first American to orbit the world, John Glenn. And I remember reading John Glenn's account of orbiting the Earth in... Oh, what was it? I think it was in Life magazine, maybe. I remember I had to go... I went to the library, and I had to get help from the librarian to get a hold of the material that had the story in it. Maybe it was a Reader's Digest. I don't know. It was something it was rare for kids to ask for, so I had to get adult help. But I was able to read that account, and it was really cool, and it kind of is interesting because it's the way they say it. It's like a blue marble. When you look down and you see that, you kind of recognize that the Earth is so small, and our problems are also kind of small. It's going to be Stug's first, so stick around for that. That should be super cool. Let's see, a word from the comm. A collection of songs which tickled my fancy, mixed with awkward chatter. So, we'll see how that goes. It should be a lot of fun. Stick around for that. The African CDC, and this is something that I'm not sure why in the U.S. it's become an LGBTQ IA plus kind of issue, or a gay issue, but... monkeypox is just transmitted just like chickenpox, you know? If you touch somebody with the sores or their saliva or if their blisters ooze on you or if you, exchange bodily fluids with them, then you're going to get exposed to this virus and then you might get the same pox all over yourself. Anyway, the Africa CDC says Africa's public health agency has debunked reports suggesting that many of the continent's reported monkeypox cases this year are in men who have sex with men. The agency on Thursday, against any stigmatization that might delay case reporting and affect the outbreak response. Monkeypox cases reported in Europe and North America have almost exclusively involved gay and bisexual men, though health officials have said the virus can infect anyone who is in close physical contact with an infected individual, their clothing, or bed sheets. However, that indicator is not relevant in the African context. The acting director of the African Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Ahmed Agwell, told reporters many of Africa's 54 countries criminalize consensual same-sex relations to some extent. He also said that, asked how the issue of men having sex with men could be ruled out as a factor in the largely conservative continent's current outbreak if his agency had no statistics on it. It's not an issue here, he said, and frankly we don't want to make it an issue because we have serious outbreaks to manage and don't want to get into a discussion that will distract us. Although monkeypox has been endemic in parts of Africa for decades, it mostly jumps into people from infected wild animals and is not typically spread very far beyond the continent. Agarwal said health officials in Africa have collected data on monkeypox since 1970 and that men who have sex with men have never come up as a significant issue. He said the drivers of this outbreak are traditional ones, including close contact in confined spaces and living in communities in contact with animals that have the virus. So, we'll see how that goes. It's kind of a question mark if homophobia in Africa is why they don't find a link, or if it just so happens that the infected person was running around in a certain circle, and then everyone else who runs around in those circles is also getting sick. It kind of seems like it follows the... Some people have pointed out it kind of is following like the AIDS route, where it's like first it's some people and then it's other people. So we'll see. Yeah, so Claudio M, hello, hello, welcome. Yeah, history's kind of repeating itself in a sad way. All right, well, how about we look at one other piece of news that's a little annoying or frustrating, and then I've got an interesting bit of tech news for you. U.S. authorities say they're investigating reports that the turbines of asylum seekers, were confiscated after they were detained at the border. According to human rights advocates, nearly 50 migrants have had religious headgear taken away. Sikhism requires that men wear turbans and do not cut their hair. Record numbers of migrants from India have been detained at the U.S.-Mexico border in recent months. Many hail from India's Punjab, where more than half of the residents are Sikh. The American Civil Liberties Union has said the turban confiscations blatantly violate federal law and are inconsistent with the CBP's own non-discrimination policies. Of course, if you're familiar with ICE or any of the other authoritarian mechanisms that we have in the United States, you know that the rule of law rarely, if ever, actually matters. If they want to torture you or humiliate you or stick you in a freezing room until you die, they're going to do it. And then guess what? Your name will be never spoken of again and you'll be disappeared. Yeah, so anyway, that's why I'm afraid of the police. All right, so in a letter sent to U.S. Customs and Border Protection, Commissioner Chris Magnus on August 1st, it called the seizures ongoing serious religious freedom violations. Lawyer Vanessa Pineda of the ACLU of Arizona told the BBC no proper explanation has been given about what, if any, security concerns a turban could raise. She said it's part of a wider situation where the personal property of migrants is being confiscated and disposed of without explanation or replacement. It's just not acceptable, she said. They added, they need to find another alternative and stop this. It's dehumanizing. So that, of course, is... what's going on there? It's really upsetting. It's been upsetting me all day when I read it. So here's something that's less serious, but could be serious, I guess, if you've got kids, or maybe you picked out a password when you were little and you still have an account. Neopets security breach: users' data reportedly stolen. Virtual pet site launches investigation, but has not confirmed the scale of the alleged breach. The popular virtual pet website Neopets says it has launched an investigation after a hacker breached its databases, with one website claiming the personal data of up to 69 million users have been stolen. Neopets recently became aware that customer data may have been stolen. It appears that email addresses and passwords used to access Neopets accounts may have been affected, the website said in a statement issued on its Twitter account on Thursday. The site said it had launched an investigation assisted by leading forensics firm, contacted law enforcement, and was improving its security. Neopets has been contacted for comment about the scope of the security breach. The technology news site Bleeping Computer made the claim about 69 million users being affected and reported that a hacker provided a screenshot purporting to show the data stolen includes names, date of birth, email addresses, postcodes, gender, country, and other site and game-related information. The hacker offered the data for sale on Tuesday, asking for 4 bitcoins, which is equivalent to about $90,500 U.S. bytes of compressed source code from the Neopets.com website, but didn't reveal how they gained access. The hacker reported the publication they didn't ransom the data to jumpstart the owners of Neopets, but have received interest from potential buyers. Neopets has since urged users to change their passwords and promised to provide updates as the investigation continues. So, Boogers123 is my Neopets password. So, Tobe is here. Welcome, welcome. We're about to run out of time. I just wanted to say Neopets is step one. Let's see, do we have any more pressing news I need to be sure you know about? It doesn't look like it. An Amtrak train hit a truck in the States, but it did not cause any, no one was hurt, no one died. The driver of the truck, I think, went to the hospital. But anywho, thanks so much for listening and for hanging in here today with me. We are up on the roof on Thursdays because that's a day I go to the office and I get sleepy, all that kind of stuff. So let's see. Oh, we got a minute to go. Let's see. What else can I do? I'm not sure. Let's go over here. Do we got any? Oh, here. Outro music. Well, that sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe at 1900 UTC. Talk to you then. Hooray!